Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Plan Baraka. This podcast is about living a life of presence and prioritizing that above productivity and any of the other things that kind of reduce the human being to something like a factory. Instead of the beautiful creation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put here to know Him. So let's get into it. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the podcast. So it's been a while. Alhamdulillah, hidab alameen. A'udhu billahi min shaitan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladhina an'amta alayhim ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. Ameen. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad al-fatih lima aghlaq. والخاتم لما سبق الناصر الحق بالحق والحازي إلى صراط المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره المنصر العظيم. السلام عليكم. Again, alhamdulillah. Isn't it? It's so beautiful that among the many, many, many blessings of Quran and Salawat is that it just kind of slows me down. Allah is merciful. Alhamdulillah. So today I wanted to talk about knowledge of self. And so we'll just get into it. Why? Right? Why do we even need knowledge of self? Why do we need, you know, self-development? Like, that's a big thing in our modern age, right? The whole notion or industry of self-development. And for what? To what end? So self-development and even knowledge of self is only as beneficial as it is a means to fulfill our purpose. Our purpose being to know God and to worship Him. That's it. Right? And our Prophet, peace be upon him, has told us to know ourselves in order to know our Lord. And so this is really why we seek knowledge of self. This is why we seek self-development. It's not to praise ourselves. It's not to center ourselves. And it certainly is not to worship ourselves. We develop the self. We get to know ourselves and understand ourselves for the sole purpose of being a better knower and worshiper of God Almighty. And so when we look at knowledge of self to that end and for that purpose, we approach it with a careful eye. We approach the self with a discerning eye, right? And when I say discerning, how do we discern? You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He revealed the Quran as a furqan, right? A criterion, a means of discernment. And so therefore, not only being sort of cursory, I feel like there's another form of that word, but not only being, you know, like familiar with the Book of Allah, but having a deep and intimate connection with the Book of Allah, with the message and with the messenger, because above, you know, even before this message is for us, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it very clear in the Quran that He revealed the Quran to Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. And so therefore, getting to know ourselves, part of that journey is getting to know what is getting in our way of knowing and submitting to God and following His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, one of the things I learned is that in this hadith, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, you know, he who knows themselves, and of course I'm paraphrasing in English, knows their Rabb. And Rabb means Lord. And of course we refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Rabbul Alameen. At the same time, it also has a connotation of, like,
what's ruling over you, you know? Because you can have like the Rabb al-Bayt, right? So like the Lord of the house. And so what is ruling over us? What's getting in our way? What are we really worshiping? What are we really submitting ourselves to? We say that we worship God. But when we get to know ourselves, we might come to find out that we really submit to convenience. Like, whatever is convenient, that's the priority. What am I'm doing what's convenient. That's what's most important. That's how I live my life. That's my first and foremost consideration. Could be that we're really worshiping, you know, popularity, right? We're worshiping, we want to be liked. What we're worshiping other people, what's going to make other people happy. So we're people pleasers, right? And when we get to know ourselves, then we get to see, okay, what am I really about? And how can I come into alignment with the person that I'm supposed to be, with a better version of myself, right? It's not about being someone else, but it's about being the better version of yourself. And the reality is that for many of us, if not all of us, it's only through reflection, through getting to know ourselves, through really just kind of pulling back the layers and looking deep within and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost to show us our true selves, that we begin to see, okay, all right, I see what I'm working with right now. This is my weakness. These are my strengths. Or rather, these are the ways that, you know, these are the habits that I have. These are the ways of thinking that I've cultivated that are serving me in my ability and desire to serve God. And these are the habits and ways of thinking and being that I have that are getting in my way. You know, they don't serve me. Or when push comes to shove, these are the things that I prioritize, right? Like when we should all have a checklist, how do I make a decision? You know, first thing, is it pleasing to God? You know, if it's not, then forget it, you know? Next thing, is it in the path of his prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Why? Because the prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the perfect worshiper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the perfect knower of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so I'm always going to be successful when I am attached to him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm always going to be successful when I am following him, right? When I'm seeking to be more like him, because Allah sent his prophet and messenger as an example for us, right? As a mercy for us. And so that's a consideration when making a decision. You know, where does this, how does this line up with the life, with the habits, with the teachings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Right? And then we may have other considerations, you know. How do I feel about it? You know, how does it line up with my life and, you know, the amana, the responsibilities that Allah has given me, right? Is there an opportunity in here for service, right? Allah has told us, the Prophet has told us that Allah is in the service of those who are in the service of his servants, right? So where's the opportunity for khair here? Are there opportunities for good here? And yes, of course, we can measure, is it convenient? Do we like it? Is it easy? Is it difficult? Of course, those things can come into consideration. But on the hierarchy of our decision-making process, which we all need to have a decision-making process. We need to teach our children to have a decision-making process. You don't just do things. especially as adults. Like, we can't afford that. We don't just do stuff and without thinking, right? We can't afford to be people that do without thinking, that act without thinking. You know, this is a big problem. We already know, the Prophet ﷺ already told us on Yawm al-Qiyamah, people will be asked, why were you doing that? And they'd be like, I saw my father doing it. I think my grandfather used to do it. That's not a reason. That's not a reason. Like, Allah already told us, that's not a reason. You don't do things without thinking, because when that day comes, which is coming, and everyone is given their books, Allah tells us that the disbelievers will look and they'll be like, what kind of book is this? Everything is in here. Every little thing is here. Yes, everything. Right? And we will be questioned, you know, and may Allah bless us to be among those who, out of His mercy, can enter Jannah without questioning, right? Still in all, that doesn't mean we are not the ones that excuse ourselves, right? That doesn't mean we are excused from living a life without intention, from living a life without thinking, right? From living a life without reflection and introspection. And so this is what knowledge of self is about, right? Because Allah tells us, if you know, Allah tells us in the Quran, He's saying to the Prophet, tell them, if you love Allah, then follow me, follow the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Right? And so, knowledge of self is really about getting to know ourselves so that we know how can we submit more. Right? How can we worship Allah deeper? How can we be better followers of His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What is getting in our way? What about us is getting in our way? What are we worshiping or preferring over Allah, over His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, over ourselves, really? Because to prefer Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to prefer goodness for ourselves. And so this is what knowledge of self is really about, you know, coming into alignment with Allah, with His book, with His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and getting rid of false notions and false pretenses and false beliefs. And like, we've taken in a lot of junk, you know, we've taken in a lot of junk that we don't question. We just, you know, we all have ways that we may be blindly following the norms and the rules of society, the norms and the rules and the sayings of the day that may actually be in direct contradiction to what Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are communicating to us. And so I just encourage all of us to really take the time and get to know ourselves. First of all, before we even get into ourselves, get to know Allah, get to know His book, get to know His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Attach ourselves to the book of Allah, to the messenger of Allah. Increase our salawat and ask Allah to show us who we really are and who we can be. Because Allah is Al-Khaliq, Al-Bari, Al-Musawwir. And we are not static. We are constantly in the process of being created and recreated and recreated anew. There's only one that is static, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself. Only Allah is as He always was and always will be. The rest of us, we're creations. And Allah is creating and recreating us and fashioning us and evolving us. And so we're not getting to know ourselves as static beings. We're getting to know ourselves as dynamic beings that are being created and recreated and that have a responsibility to align ourselves and shape ourselves and habituate ourselves to that which is pleasing to God. And when we know ourselves, we're better able to do that. We're better able to see our strengths. We're better able to see the opportunities that Allah is putting in our lives to be close to him, we're better able to see the things that we may have habituated ourselves to that are getting in our way, and Allah reveals them to us as a mercy so that we can clean them. So we can ask Allah, Ya Rab, remove from me whatever is getting in my way, whatever is not serving me in service to you. Show it to me and remove it from me and elevate me by your mercy, by your kindness, by your love. So I encourage us all to seek out self-development, but to do it for the right reasons, not to worship the self, not to, you know, give ourselves a pat on the back, how great we are. Not to damn ourselves either and say how horrible we are, but to see what it is in our lives that we need to shift around in order to be better. Because, as I said, we're not static. We have opportunities to evolve or devolve, as Allah tells us, right? That some human beings, they do abase themselves to the lowest of the low, and we don't want to be among those people. We want to be among the people that actualize the beauty and the promise of what it is to be a human being, right? What it is to be a child of Adam, alayhi salam, that Allah so honored by teaching the names of all things once he blew that ruh into our father, alayhi salam. That's what we want, right? Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. All right. Assalamu alaikum.